نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بن الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي الغن والله اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي وصحبه وبارك وسلم اما بعد
The gracious Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated that when a gathering, a jama'ah, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, dhikr, assembles together, sits together, even if it's for a short while or a longer while, anyone, if he joins that gathering, then he is included in that dhikr. So this small amal, obviously, apparently looks like it's a minor action. That person just goes and sits somewhere, joins a gathering, he just gives up a bit of his time, or he's just travelled a short distance. He was in the masjid and he was outside and he saw that there's a majlis, a gathering of dhikr in the masjid. So he was outside, he went inside and joined the gathering. Now what does that person know what's happening with him? How great a reward Allah Ta'ala gives to that person. How much, if we look, we're so easy, we listen to all of the rewards, but it's amazing the effect. So when there's a gathering, it's stated, and a person sits in that gathering of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, not just one, not two, not three, four rewards descend on that person, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated. One is enough for us. But all four rewards are such that a person cannot imagine or think about them. That such a great reward just for sitting in that gathering. And the person who sits, it can be anybody, it can be a thief, bandit, adulterer, or he's immersed in sins. But Allah gives chance to every single person. Allah is merciful, gracious. Before a person passes away, dies, Allah definitely gives an opportunity to become good, upright. The message definitely arrives to that person. And those who have aql, understanding, understand, they then work on that. And that's the minor thing that they implement. So four rewards is stated. First reward is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's select angels descend from the heavens. It doesn't take long for the angels to come down. They don't have to buy a plane ticket. They don't have to catch a flight. The angels, for them, the earth and the heavens is one. Immediately the angels descend. And from all four corners, sides, they surround that gathering of dhikr. They surround the gathering all around. From all angles, they surround the gathering. In other words, they hide the gathering with their wings. So beloved are those people who are doing dhikr in that gathering. From the heavens, the angels descend. You know, like to embrace a person. You know, in Punjabi says, Japi Maru. Same way the angels do that. They surround that gathering. Protect it. What a great honor that individual has just earned. Tell me, reason? Why don't we do this action? Why don't we do this action? But we don't have yaqeen, certainty. We don't have conviction. Sad to say. Otherwise, all life long, a person wouldn't leave this action. All life long, he won't leave this action. And that person who's getting this treatment, and time again, then for that person, forget about Jahannam at all. Get rid of Jahannam. Jannah's waiting for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves that person from sins in such a way, like a mother protects a child from a calamity. A person, when he's arrived to such a gathering, the angels are coming, surrounding the gathering from all corners, all sides. From all sides, the angels. Yes, so this is a sign here that you are protected, O person. Allah Ta'ala has protected you. If any person, insan, in the morning does this amal, in the evening he does this amal. Yes? Look, this world is a place of sacrifice. That's why we've been sent here. To make effort. Allah says, I will test you, challenge you. I've sent you to test you. What other reason have I sent you for? So this is the test, the challenge. There will be restrictions, there will be hurdles, there will be nafs, there will be desires. And all, more than everything, the biggest hurdle for an individual, this is an excuse, my shop, my business, my wife, my children, I'm busy. In reality, these are all excuses. In reality, the thing that's restricting an individual is his own nafs. This is these are the games of the nafs. They're trickery of the nafs. Otherwise, nothing. You can just put one foot ahead, step forward towards something. And you know this, that your business, that for Allah Ta'ala's deen, if for a short while, for Allah Ta'ala's deen, you leave your work or employment, you're coming for Allah's work, then look at your life. Allah Ta'ala never takes something as a debt. Immediately He'll repay you. Immediately. Allah Ta'ala doesn't take a loan out, accept a loan from none. We leave salah due to business or work. We leave good gatherings due to business and work. What's the excuse? Oh, my wife, my children, this and that, and relatives. No excuse at all. Nafs is wretched. It makes a person wretched, it overwhelms that person. And it overtakes that person. Now, remember this, my brothers, in this dunya, as long as we are here, if you want to make this world a successful place for yourself, if you want to make this time successful in the world, then start to learn to fight against your nafs. Wajahadu. Wajahadu. Fight with your nafs, your desires. Who? With your own self. With your own self. Whenever it stops you, say no, the question doesn't arise. I will leave this action? No way. Allah's Nabi says, the thawab, why did he tell me? Because he told me to do this action. Yeah, the time will pass. But shall I leave such a big thawab? No, I'm gonna go. My Allah has given me the tawfiq, I cannot stop. How? I'm big loss if I leave this action. Tell me. What am I spending to go to this place? Tell me. So from all four sides, angles, the angels surround and protect that person. His house is protected. His shops are protected. His health is protected. His children are protected. And guarantees coming further, inshallah, Allah will also make them pious. Dhikr is such an action. In hadith is stated, on that earth a person sits and does dhikr of Allah. If he sit at home and do maraqabah, in that house where you sit, your home, do maraqabah, a person who does dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance, then the seven layers of the earth, the effect of that dhikr takes place. Nur ala nur. The Mufassirin have written for this reason, the commentators written, for this reason, you know, we look at the offspring, the descendants of a sheikh. Yes, they have no amal, they have no maybe specific actions. They just sat on their seats, on their stages, and the world is respecting them and they're eating and drinking due to them. The reason for this is what? The people, don't they know that he is maybe, salah is not correct, and they go and kiss the hands of that person and still respect that person. Maybe his actions aren't. Nisbat, reason being? Subhanallah. Why? Because his grandfather, great-grandfather, he had immersed himself, assigned himself to Allah, and for seven generations after that, the effect takes place. Seven generations, his children, Allah Ta'ala gives the honor to the children of the dhakir. Maybe they're not deserving of it, but because they have the relationship, the connection with that pious person. So you have to respect them because they have a connection with somebody good. So this is a big honor, status. Yes, and why are we leaving this action of Allah's dhikr? For minor dunyawi things. There's no value of that thing that we are running after in the world. Nothing. No value. That shop for which we are leaving dhikr, maybe we'll run that wife, we are leaving the dhikr for relatives, maybe tomorrow she'll be upset with you and start swearing at you. What you have left for her, and she's not happy with you, she's not pleased with you, you're leaving for the kids, and that same child of yours become disobedient, and you left, I've seen people crying, they come to be crying, that for this son or daughter, my child, I did this for my children, I did this for my children, and today they stand and swear at me, she swears at me. Yes, people come, I'm telling you honest accounts, real accounts, they say my children swear at me, yeah, they grab me from the neck, the parent says, all life long the dad worked in a factory, earned for the children, planned for their futures, but they didn't do one action, the parents. If they had assigned themselves to Allah, the parents, then Allah would have brought His children nearer. So here, the nafs plays the game. We don't understand this point. That Allah wa Rabbah said, at home, if you sit, do dhikr, for till the seven layers of the earth below you, the nur will spread, and your seven generations. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Allah says, seven generations after you will be benefited. Today, if you run away from Allah, then tomorrow your children will run away from Allah. Doesn't matter how much tarbiyah you do, how many darul ulooms you can send to them, teachers, as much Quran as you want, as much hifz as you want, do whatever you want. Try your best to correct them, but they cannot be corrected a person until Allah Ta'ala doesn't align a person correctly. A person can never be on the right path. It's a very easy way of doing tarbiyah. Very easy way of doing tarbiyah. I say this to my friends regularly, that before your marriage or something else, after marriage, remember, soon as you get your nikah done, marriage, husband and wife, immediately look for a friend of Allah and do tawbah. Immediately. Best action of all. And both husband and wife sit and do tawbah and say, finished on the marriage night. You know, the first night of marriage, they should promise that now we are different people. We played a lot of games in our life. We've done a lot of wrong things. But why now? Because now our responsibility is about to come to us in our lives. After 6 months, 7 months in our house, a guest is going to arrive. A guest will arrive. Son or daughter, we need to look after that child. We need to love that child so much that we will not love anything else in the world more than our child. That, you know, when you get the coolness, when you see your disobedient son, even then you feel good, isn't it? Yes, 7 days if your son doesn't come home or your child doesn't, even if they're disobedient after 9, 10 days, even then your heart will be happy when you see the child. After that you might be upset, but in one glance, just for them to come, the coolness will be there. The mother shall make halwa for the child even after the disobedience. So, awlad, to correct them, align them, reform them, improve them. But if you play games, then Allah Ta'ala will make the children like that as well. And then what's the benefit of crying afterwards? Oh, this person do this, I'll make him be a hafiz, I'll do this and that. I've seen many people running on hafiz, this and that, everybody. Nothing happens afterwards. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He has announced that Allah says, khayreira, that even if it's khair, a dust particle, and shar, a dust particle equivalent, it will be shown, it will become apparent. Is there any value of a dust particle? Tell me. Khairan yara, sharran yara. It will become visible. So what a big reward. The protection due to sitting in dhikr. That was the first reward. Protection. Second reward. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says the angels surround the gathering of dhikr from all four sides, and when I see he's doing this action for me, this servant of mine is remembering me, angels are surrounded, and then Allah says, my rahmah, it comes in, it becomes vibrant, and Allah says that I envelop that gathering, my mercy. So tell me now, is that a lie? Yeah, I can bring a line, a list of hadith in front of you. Is this a lie what I'm saying? Can anyone reject this? Show me. Great scholars have explained this hadith, and this amal we are leaving, we are big munafiqs, we are liars. Therefore, really we have love with Allah and love with Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have fear of Jahannam, then can that person leave this amal of dhikr? Yes, they could give the biggest of sacrifices and do this amal, this action. Okay, there's no restriction in this action either. No restriction. Allah Ta'ala's grace and mercy, the morning, evening, come straight away, Allah Ta'ala says. Because you're getting this action. Not this morning and evening. After Asr, it could be also this action. It could be after Dhuhr as well, this action. We see this, don't we, mashallah. In Ramadan, how many sessions we have of this amal. Why? People think we're mad. We're not mad. We're not mad. We know in Ramadan, Allah's rahmah, that Allah Ta'ala's angels of Ramadan to surround the gathering. Imagine the enjoyment. Can there be a greater action than this? Tell me. Can there be a greater reward than this? So much we regret in the hereafter. خَيْرًا يَرَى شَرًّا يَرَى. There's such an action, one small deed, a person will cry over that, oh, I didn't do this, if only I'd done this good deed. So those who leave this good deed, what will be their hal? Tell me. What will be their situation? And just as the era, the generations get closer to Qiyamah, wasteful things are increasing, and the action to please Allah, they are reducing. So few and far between are these majalis of dhikr of Allah. So few and far between in the dunya, majalis of dhikr. Think about it for yourself. Tonight is the night of Jummah, and a special arrangement on the night of Jummah in the gatherings of the awliya Allah. Special arrangements for these majalis of dhikr. Allah's rahmah, mercy envelops the gathering. What will be in Allah's mercy? That person, can he ever lose if Allah's mercy envelops that person? Tell me. Seals that person. Disobedient children, you should gather them and bring them to the gathering like this. Disobedient children. Today, children are becoming disbelievers. Openly, they say we're disbelievers. And those who say that, they're disbelievers. How long will they hide things? Obviously, it's become apparent now. It's visible. There's nothing in this. Today, even people are saying that. Why? Because this is the miracle of this majlis. That if the angels surround this gathering, then will Allah Ta'ala keep those children disobedient? Allah Ta'ala's mercy, if it surrounds a gathering, seals a gathering, will He leave that gathering as a loser? As a failure? What is there in the rahmah and the mercy of Allah? Tell me. What is there? What is there? What is not there in Allah Ta'ala's mercy? Just to see this mercy, we go and look at the Kaaba, because rahmah descends there, or does it not descend on the Kaaba? Yes, we've seen this, that the Wali of Allah took a nice, long, cool breath. He said, well, I can see, you cannot see. So one of the Kaaba, special mercy descends on the Kaaba. Then Allah Ta'ala shows them with their own eyes. Allah says, you seek my rahmah. Hey, I show you with your own eyes. You can see that how my mercy descends on the Kaaba. So those same rahmah mercy was Allah Ta'ala sending. Himself is saying Allah. Where? In the majlis of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends. No, my heart doesn't feel I'm lazy. This is shaitan's enmity with us. I don't enjoy it there. I don't feel like being there. For this reason stated, don't look for enjoyment. Look for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure in this gathering. The enjoyment, those who want to take enjoyment have taken enjoyment. Enjoyment's only for a short while. It's just for a second. Even the biggest enjoyment for a second. What's the enjoyment in enjoyment? Nothing. Enjoyment is just for a second. Oh, for example, if you look at the sweet Balu Shai goes in your mouth, enjoyment's gone. It's finished, isn't it? After a split second. Hot Ambala, Barfi, you'll be so happy. Go on a journey, buy the Mithai, Ambala, put in your mouth. After a second, enjoyment gone. Is this not the case? So Allah's Radha, Allah's pleasure, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, radiyallahu anhu, if I'm pleased with somebody, the whole universe is pleased with that person. So do you want enjoyment or do you want Allah's pleasure? Tell me. Tell me now. Do you want Allah's radha, pleasure or enjoyment? If you want radha, then don't worry about enjoyment. We're just sat here. We know it's a dhikr gathering. Here we will get everything in this gathering. Full stop. We don't need enjoyment. I don't need maza, enjoyment, good feelings. Just Allah is happy here. That's it. That's what we need. So rahmah, Allah's mercy, massive result. We pick the Quran, look at the praise of Allah's rahmah. People run around in the world looking for Allah's rahmah. Where's Allah's mercy? Where's Allah's mercy? Allahu Akbar. Allah's put His mercy in the majlis of dhikr. Third reward. Imagine, we got to the third in the world, which is impossible to get these rewards. This is the third reward. You know what's the third reward? Only in Jannah you'll get this reward. We've spoken about the first two. Fantastic themselves. The third one also is being given to those who are the people of dhikr. The people of dhikr. Where will you get this reward? The third one in Jannah, paradise, you'll get this third reward. But only the ahl of dhikr. And with such care, first the angels surround the gathering of dhikr, then Allah's mercy seals that gathering. So you become independent from the world, from all kharafat and negative things. Then Allah says you get the third reward in Jannah, the people of paradise will get. That on those Allah will give sakina, peace and eternal bliss will come into those people. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how happy are those people who morning and evening are doing dhikr. Morning and evening, one of the sheikh sits, then they sit behind and the majlis is established. If two people have sat, it's a majlis. If one sits, even that is a majlis. It's not empty. If one person sits, then hundreds of thousands of angels will be sat with you. Where there's a gathering, the angels descend. That's why our mashayikh, Naqshbandi mashayikh, our teachers, they had a unique style. That, you know, you have honey and the bees, they fly to the honey. Same way, if the sheikh is sitting and praying nafal behind him, all the students are there. The ashik doesn't move because he's drawing on the fairs, the blessings from the teacher. He's doing his work and he's pulling on the fairs from the teacher. That, for example, my sheikh is there from his lataif, the nur is coming to me, I'm receiving the blessings, the fairs, Allah gives that. So the student pulls on the fairs and the blessings from the teacher. That's a majlis. What am I going to do when I go home? Not going to get this. Not just this, wasting time. Oh, I'm going to go on that day and sit at that time. No, look for the wali Allah and just sit behind that person. Sit next to that person. Just do one action. You don't need to look at him. Don't need to disturb him at all. Naqshbandi is a unique chain of teachers. You don't have to go up to him, speak to him. Just pull on the fairs that's coming from the teacher. For that reason, Allah Ta'ala said that the murid pulls on the blessings. The sheikh doesn't give. Remember the Naqshbandi teacher, he doesn't give to the student. Today, I had an appointment and the doctor, he said something and I laughed. He was talking about himself, he was a consultant. And from all places in the dunya you can learn the lessons. So he was talking about himself, his profession. He said things have changed, system changed. I said, what's happened? He said before it was this, that we used to give appointments and call the patients. Now it's changed. He said, it's all nonsense now. We're so fed up. He said, now the patient himself, if he knows he's sick, then he'll phone and then we have to make the appointment for that person. Yes, he said, we're stuck and maybe they're not even sick and then they still come. He said, whenever you have a need, ring my secretary and your appointment will be made, he said to me. Then I arrived somewhere else. My mind arrived somewhere else at that time when he's talking. I said that this is the tariqah of the Naqshbandi. This is the Naqshbandi tariqah. That the sheikh, he says that you make your own appointment. The sheikh doesn't need to give you the appointment. You, O student, create four connections with the teacher. Three connections with the teacher. It's called Rabta Sheikh. Connection with the teacher. If a Naqshbandi murid doesn't have this in him, then he's wasting his time. If he has these three qualities, then mashallah, he's earning a lot of benefits. Even if once a year he meets the sheikh. This are those qualities that I'm telling you through which you will earn paradise, alhamdulillah. Millions and millions of people have benefited from this. This is the special quality of the Naqshbandi order. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he initiated this. Yes, he was a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he attained these things and we attained these learnings from him. That just like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, you pulled the fares from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the murids also pulled the fares from their teacher. As Abu Bakr Siddiq used to take the benefit like this. So what is Naqshbandi? He has three qualities if he develops within him a student. So I'm telling you now the statement of my own teacher. Yes, and Hazrat Sahab, my teacher, he explained this in detail. I'm not speaking from my own self. This is his tashreeh, his explanation. So, remember that example of that doctor. So appointment, pull on the benefits from the teacher. Pull on the appointments, establish the rabta, number one, the first quality, should have. That murid is successful, that student is successful in this order, who has aqeedah, belief in his teacher. That's quality number one. To be a student, Naqshbandi student, my Hazrat Sahib explained this, that you shouldn't say to the teacher, he's not a sheikh, he's not walila, we're not worried about that, but my sheikh is my sheikh. Don't look around and criticize other people. My teacher is my teacher, because in my destiny Allah has given me this person as a teacher, this is where I'll get benefit from. If I look around and say, oh, he's also a good teacher, he's a good sheikh, no, this well in my house is the best, because that's where I'm getting the water from. Where I get the water to quench my thirst, should I praise that well, or should I go around looking for other wells? I have no need. Best well is my well where I get the water from, to quench my thirst. Yes, all other walis of Allah are great, they're the best, but I have no problem with that. But where I need to get the benefit is this place, this teacher. In that person, if the student doesn't have this quality, then As a Mirza Mazajani Janam, who's one of our teachers in our order, somebody knocked, he said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Khizr." He said, "I'm very happy, please come in." Khizr alayhi salam. There's such pious people, used to meet other pious people. He said, "I'm very happy you've come here, and for your ziyarah, I was also desperate to see you." He said, "That's fine." He said, "Now tell me, what do you want from me?" He said, "What do you want from me? You've come to visit me." He said, "Huh? Ask for apology. I don't need nothing. My sheikh is giving everything to me. I don't need anything from you." He said, "Yes, you are the proper student. You are proper pulling the fares from your teacher." So this is the aqidah. Don't look around for fame and status and other people. A person like me, for example, if it was me, someone like me, forget my sheikh. Let me press your legs and serve you and do your khidmat. Oh, Khizr alayhi salam comes to me. Why should I go to my teacher? He's more famous. I don't need to do khidmat of my sheikh. These are the tests. Your aqidah should be solid that my destiny Allah has written that when a person's bayah with a sheikh, that in between is Allah in that contract. It's for the sake of creating a bond with Allah that you accept a teacher. And the teacher accepts the student also for the sake of Allah. There's no dunya in between. It's a mutual contract for the akhirah, for the hereafter. It's not dunya that you're earning. You are earning the hereafter when you create the contract, the relationship with the teacher. So you can try your best. That if a sheikh is not in your destiny, you can try your best, but you'll never be bayah with that sheikh. Never. And if your heart doesn't feel like going to a place, but if that sheikh's in your destiny, then definitely Allah will make you go to that place to get the fares. Yes, because it's in your qismat, in your destiny. Allah says, from this teacher, you will get the benefit. From here, you will get the spiritual risk. Just like wherever your earnings are written, our earnings are written here, we were sent to this nation. Wherever your risk and your earnings and your food is written, Allah sends you to that place. So this is spiritual risk. Wherever Allah Ta'ala gives you spiritual risk, you will have to go to that teacher. Even if you try to stop and not practice, even then you'll go back to that person, to that teacher, to that company. You'll be desperate again, you'll come back to that teacher again. And you'll do wrong, maybe you'll make mistakes, but you'll come back to that. You've wasted a lot of time, but you'll come back to the teacher. So the first quality of the student is aqeedah in the sheikh. Belief. So the more your aqeedah and belief in your teacher is strong, the more your aqeedah is strong, the more that much you will get the benefit from the teacher in proportion. In proportion. More fares of the teacher will come to you. More blessings. What is fares? What is blessings of the teacher? Fares. Blessings. Rahmah of Allah, mercy of Allah. This is the same as fares, the blessings from the teacher. So just like all of the magnificence and the blessings of Allah that descend on the Kaaba, they're then distributed around the world. Same magnificence and glory of Allah, personal. So I'm talking to you now the points that Imam Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani Ramdul explained to us. I'm not talking to you from my own self. Mujaddad al-Afthani said the same tajalli magnificence of Allah that descends on the Kaaba, that same magnificence Allah instills in the heart of the teacher. Just like the Kaaba draws a human being, say subhanallah. Just like the Kaaba draws a human being to go to see the Kaaba, same way the sheikh, it draws on the heart of the student. And the same fares you get at the Kaaba, in the same way the fares goes from the heart of the sheikh to the student. Same way. And this is maraqaba that we do, the maraqaba. This is what we're taught. The sheikh's heart, from his heart, is distributed the fares. Just like the Kaaba distributes the fares, the sheikh also distributes the fares. You don't understand what I'm saying? You do understand what I'm saying. Look at the system Allah Ta'ala has made. This is the system Allah Ta'ala has made. So in other words, the same work that the Kaaba does, yes, obviously you go Hajj and Umrah, pilgrimage, same way, all the nawafils that you do, fine. But the rest you should do in the company of your sheikh. Yes, that if you want to earn and you're on the journey for the hereafter, and you have desire that I'm going to pass away, I need to be saved from the test after death and succeed after death, then for those people is this path. That person then doesn't come off the track, alhamdulillah. Third, so what's the second quality of the student? First one is aqeedah. Aqeedah, yeah? Belief in the teacher. Aqeedah. That's number one. And after aqeedah comes adab. When a person's aqeedah is correct, then what's the first effect is adab. Manners, regard. If your aqeedah is correct, belief is correct, this is a sign. If a person's aqeedah is not right, then he's bi'adab, he's disrespectful. If a person is disrespectful, his aqeedah is deficient. Then he doesn't get fares. But the person who has adab, then consider his aqeedah and iman in the teacher is solid. It's lazim, essential. Wherever you have aqeedah with the teacher, then adab, manners is in parallel. Manners. Regard, respect. If you have good respect, then you have good destiny. If you have disrespect, then a bad destiny. So adab, the regard and respect proves your aqeedah. If your aqeedah is solid, then your adab and respect is solid. The manners and respect is solid. After that, muhabbat, love. Love of the teacher, the example Hazrat gave, is that the more you have love for the teacher, for the sheikh, the more you will draw on the fares and the blessings from the teacher. Third thing is khidmat, service, serving. Now this is a long chapter subject. Hazrat Sahib has described this in a lot of detail. Sometimes I'll explain, but I'm just giving you the topic now, introducing the topic to you. That if a student has these three qualities, if you have to develop this, the salik, the person on the journey who's going to the hereafter, and he has a teacher, sheikh. If you know that I'm not going to the sheikh to play games and dunya, what do I want from the teacher? I want to find Allah through my teacher. I want to get close to Allah. Then for that student is the law. He has to learn the law of that subject. It's not for thawab and rewards. No, I want to get close to Allah. This is the path, the journey. My sheikh is the teacher on that journey. Then you have to follow the principles. You have to follow those principles and rules. Yes, always look at yourself now. What's my aqeedah like with my teacher, my belief in the teacher? What's my love like for my teacher, my muhabbat? What's my khidmat, my service for the teacher? And the more these three qualities are strong, the more that student gets closer to Allah, the objective. And then he gets the status of fanaful sheikh. He is immersed in the sheikh. He is giving his all to his sheikh. Then just like a person's immersed, then the sheikh lifts that student up, then he goes to the next level, fanaful rasool. He gets close to the Prophet ﷺ, and then his levels increase. This is the tariqah that our pious predecessors have taught us. So these three qualities, if he develops a student, alhamdulillah, with his sheikh, and they should come. All of us should work hard on these points, because these are points we need to work on, make effort. So that these sohbat, the company of the teacher, is the biggest important factor here. The most important factor is sohbat, company of the teacher, which makes the person. It's not easy that he's not doing a favor on the teacher. You don't have, the sheikh doesn't say to you, love me or respect me or have a key in me. He doesn't demand these things. He has no need to say to the students this, does he? What benefit does he get? From your aqeedah, what's the benefit for the teacher, for the sheikh? Tell me, there's a little bit of benefit or a lot of benefit. All of you are sat here and you consider me a sheikh. How do I know what is your aqeedah? Yes, I say salam acceptable to everybody. Yes. There's no benefit for me. The loss and the benefit is to you. No benefit to me. No, I have no benefit from your aqeedah. Yes, if you don't have aqeedah, what benefit is there for me? If you backbite against me, what loss is there for me? Nothing. No benefit, no loss. If nobody doesn't come, no benefit, no loss. If you don't come, no benefit, loss for you. If there's something that you benefit me worldly, okay, there's no worldly benefit either. There's no loss. Yes, I have to meet more people, sit with more people, and you have to leave your own private life. Is there any benefit? No, no benefit. Personally. Khidmat. What need do I have for the khidmat? Yes, never I've said to anybody, do khidmat. So, it's himself, the student, the salik, he's getting the benefit. Allah Ta'ala has favored that student by giving him this path. Otherwise, he'd think, what shall I do? I've got a sheikh now, what should I do? How can I draw on the fares, the blessings from the teacher? How can I take benefit from the teacher? Allah Ta'ala has given us the formula, the tariqah, that this is how you take the benefit. Drink the water from the well like this, and then you will get the effect. What a great point here, subject here. Yes, if he wants to stay thirsty, that's fine, it's up to you. You're going to go to the hereafter, Allah will say, you foolish person. Stupid person. Lila Madras Kurun. Allah says, many people are explaining the Quran. There are many people who are grateful to me. Very few people though are grateful truly to me. Allah says in the Quran, few places, there are very few people who are grateful for my ni'mas. Ni'mah, we think the food that's going, the chickens, etc. going our stomach. No. Ni'mah of Allah is those things that are related to deen. Allah has given Quran to somebody, Salah to somebody, Allah has given something else to somebody. All of these are ni'mas of Allah. Treasures. Related to the deen. How should we utilize these ni'mas in the hereafter? Will be asked that not about food and water and seeds that were given to you. We run after the dunya more. This is a great ni'mah. What a great treasure and gift of Allah. Yes? I don't know about you. Your heart is different. Maybe my heart's different. I say take the whole world and what it contains. The greatest moment in my life was when I met my Hazrat Sahib. I'm sat in the masjid and saying this. Otherwise, I was destroyed as a human being. I was gone. I was a loser. I couldn't even think. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave this. This was the fadl of Allah and the Shaykh's barakah. The I then after that was, I valued and appreciated this ni'mat Allah gave me. I valued that. That from my own Shaykh's tongue, blessed tongue, the whole world heard, the people heard. There was a majlis, there were big muftis in that gathering. Khairul Madaris, the madrasa people had come. Lots of students, all my karam, who was I? I was just a fakir, sat near the shoes. There was a big gathering around Hazrat Sahib at that time, my sheikh. Lots of muftis, scholars and students were there. Mufti Abdul Sattar Sahib and other muftis, great ulama, Shaykhul Hadith had come. To get first from Hazrat Sahib, from the silsila, that gathering. It was a big gathering. And Hazrat Sahib ushered with his hand. I was sat right at the back near the shoes. I was just pulling. I was doing my own work. Yes, the work of the Naqshbandi student. And subhanAllah, I said, I need to leave soon. I need to take the fares. I've just come for a few days to visit my sheikh. There's many other people there. We never look left and right. Who's coming, going, who's this person, that person. We just were busy in our own work. No, who's coming? Who's this person? Where's he come from? Which town's he from? What's his name? What's his title? Until today, I don't know who came, who went. I never looked at other people in the gathering. Never. Learn the tariqah, my friends. Learn the tariqah. The method. This is the benefit. Take benefit from this person. Take benefit from that person. The earning of the dunya will give you nothing for the hereafter. You get lots of dunya. You get lots of dunya. The people who have taken the dunya, they've taken the dunya. And those who take the akhirah, they've taken the akhirah, the hereafter. That we haven't seen wazir has come, ministers come, this person's come, politician. People used to run after me, but I never looked at anybody. Never. Many people's come, a minister's coming, this politician's coming, a wazir is coming, an MP is coming, member of parliament's coming. Lots of people came, they were distressed, dunya. And on top they had big titles, but inside the empty, was have to run after the wali Allah. They used to run to Hazrat Sahib, I never looked who's coming or going. Dunya, the world never even thought that through Allah Ta'ala's name to earn the dunya. Dunya will come, but in the hereafter you don't get nothing. Remember this point. Never take the benefit of the dunya from this line. Otherwise you'll get dunya, but you won't get the hereafter. These are two opposite things, my Hazrat Sahib said. Don't run after the dunya. Don't go near to the dunya. Every action can be done. Every action you can take, every benefit from other people, fellow students, never even think. Otherwise the dunya will go. Your objective will go. Just like that same way a student, if a student wants to take benefit of dunya, you will see people who have passed in this silsila, you don't know now where they've gone. They're running in this way, business, they start this business, this work, do this from this person, take this person, they run that person there. They keep on doing these things. But due to the shaykh, they utilize the name of the shaykh, but they don't get nothing in the dunya, and the hereafter they don't get nothing. So remember this point always. So this is the Naqshbandi silsila. It's very clear, the rules and principles. Wherever the shaykh sitting, pull the benefit from the shaykh. So the three qualities, if you keep strengthening them, alhamdulillah, the three qualities, then the fares, the blessings will start raining down upon you. And you should give your all in the love, for the love of the teacher. If you're thinking, think about your teacher. If you're giving love, give love to the teacher. If you're giving up your efforts, give your efforts for the teacher. What did Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq used to do? He said, my eyes may be my eyes and your blessed face, Ya Rasulullah. May be my wealth and I spend it on you, Rasulullah. And if it's my daughter and she's wed in the car to you, subhanAllah, this is not some minor statement. That all the Sahaba wa Ashiqs, every single one was a lover. But this statement nobody was able to say like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Because the love makes a person say these things. Ishq, love makes a person do these things. And in this path, ishq, love is very important. Paramount. It's not the sheikh who's loving, it's the student who's loving the teacher and he loves and he loves and he arrives to the nearness to Allah. Yes, because the sheikh, the teacher has introduced you to Allah. And here another point, another statement is coming to mind. That these three qualities, when you develop these for the teacher, the student, aqeedah in the teacher, love for the teacher and khidmat, service, when you develop these three qualities in reality, the shaykh has made you fana in himself and he's delivered you and taken you further up. And all of this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. The shaykh, he just takes that back. He was just a means to take you to Allah. And by introducing yourself to the teacher, you have gone closer to Allah. So this is the formula that we need to understand. This is unique, isn't it? It's a beautiful dunya that Allah Ta'ala has made. Even if you have criticism, people say you're stupid, you're wasting your time, don't care about anyone at all what they're saying. Just, they say, what are you sat here for? Why do you close your eyes? As soon as Azazab comes, you close your eyes, and person becomes like a pigeon, straight away. Pigeon. Lifeless. Yes, show to the dunya that look what's happening here in the dunya, this unique path, what you're doing and what I'm doing. You become a unique example. Change. Hereafter is very near to us. Do you understand, my brothers? So what was I saying? The hadith we were talking about. The hadith, weren't we, initially? So what a great reward is there to attend the majlis of the dhikr. What was the first reward of the gathering of dhikr? The angels descend. They surround the gathering. Number two, this is happening morning and evening, isn't it? Or more than that. Number two, Allah's rahmah, mercy envelops that gathering, seals that gathering. Number three is not the reward of the world that we're talking about. Jannah, so Allah says, I'll give this reward in paradise, that the sakina, peace of Jannah will give to you. And if your aqeedah and love and khidmat of the shaykh is solid, then that person will arise with noor ala noor. Because it's up to that student. You say, I didn't even know about this hadith, there was nothing inside. But you don't have aqeedah, you didn't have muhabbat, so what are you going to get? The more you sit with these qualities, that's why I say that these three rewards Allah Ta'ala is saying, this all depends on your feelings and your status. One is general, one is the special feeling and emotion that will take you to the heights. Every gathering of dhikr, let me explain to you, every majlis of dhikr, it elevates a person. From the one level, it takes you to another level, it takes you to another level. You shouldn't want to say that what you were before, what you are now, what you were before, and you sat down, when you get up and leave, then your level will have increased by then, become higher by then. How much? The amount that you've got these three qualities in your aqeedah, your love, and your service. The more you have these, then the more your levels you will earn through the majlis. You don't understand what I'm saying? Fourth reward, that is an amazing reward. How much Allah Ta'ala loves the dhakireen. Allah announces. It's amazing. And we are grateful to Allah for this reward, that Allah introduced me to my teacher. Otherwise, could we ever discuss these words if we didn't get this learning? Yes, we're just reading Imam Ghazali, Mulana Rumi, kitabs. We knew about kitabs before. And big, big books of tasawwuf I'd written, read. I'd read about 25 tafsirs before I met Hazrat Sahab. Tafsir of Quran. There was no kitab that I had left. Tasawwuf Imam Ghazali, this kitab, that kitab, all the mashaykh. But I had no knowledge. But as soon as I arrived to my teacher, subhanAllah, I forgot all of that ilm. And the truth came to me sudden. What came? Because everything evaporated, Sharia and Sunnah came to me suddenly. The real spirit of the deen came to me. Yes, and everything else before became a dream. And the reality came in front of me. So this is the effect of the teacher, that we run after material things. That he was a human being, my sheikh, he was, and mashallah, all those other people who passed away before us, Hazrat Data Jweri, Baba Farid, they had all maqams, they're gone, and we were just reading about them. I said, get up, go physically yourself.
And this way, look yourself physically at the enjoyment and the benefit, the fares from the teacher. Look at yourself. Allah says that, I have created my signs in the world, I've sent my wali, my shaykh to the world. But first look inside you, Allah Ta'ala says, analyze yourself first. That there's nothing inside you, what benefit you should get? Look at yourself, Allah says, what is the connection between me and you, Allah says, then you'll forget everything else. So I forgot everything at that time. Then I asked Hazrat Sahab, my teacher, I said, Hazrat Sahab, I've read many books. Now you tell me that which book shall I read now? Look, subhanAllah, what my shaykh said. He said, yes, if you have the desire, you can read. He said, buy this book. And he wrote the name on a piece of paper. I thought there'd be a big book of marifah, I thought at that time, Hazrat Sahab must have written for me. What a great book of marifah, Hazrat Sahab must have written to me and told me, go and buy this book. I went to the shop, I ran. And I said, I need this book. He said, this kitab was Ta'limul Hazrat Thanvi Sahib's kitab. Until now I've got that book. Namaz, to improve your salah, to ask dua from Allah, to give zakat, to do hajj, to follow the sunnah. I said, what is this tasawwuf? That this was the all tasawwuf that Hazrat Sahib told me to get that book. All of this, Ghazali went to one side, and Hazab's this kitab, until now, the nur that I see in that book, I see in no other kitab. Yes, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib wrote this book, the Hazrat Sahib advised me to buy. So in reality, this is the reality, my brothers, the fourth reward. Back to the fourth reward. You'd heard this hadith before, but today I'm explaining this hadith in a different manner. You've heard this hadith, Hazrat Sahib is explaining again, and a new meaning's come today, isn't it, that we're learning. So what's the fourth reward? Listen, Allahu Akbar. That me and you are getting this reward. And whoever doesn't believe this has no iman. Disbeliever. If Allah said this and Allah's Rasul said this, that's truth. And whoever doesn't believe, then he is a disbeliever in the heart. His heart is a disbeliever. Who doesn't accept this fact that is possible this. All the things in the world can be a lie, but this hadith cannot be a lie. This is what will happen. 100% this will happen. The angels come to the dhikr gathering. This is sahih. They surround the gathering. Allah's mercy comes. Seals the gathering. Sakina descends. And the fourth thing also happens. What's the fourth thing that happens in the dhikr gathering? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sees the scene, the dhakireen, in the gathering, so much rahmah, so much mercy, so much nur on that jamaat of the dhakireen. The Allah Ta'ala in his own gathering in the heavens. Who are the angels in Allah's gathering now? Tell me. Who are the special select angels in that special select gathering? Which angels will there be in Allah? Says in my special gathering, Allah in that gathering, and he mentions the name of the dhakireen. And with pride Allah mentions their name. Allah's proud of the dhakireen in his special gathering. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of walis have given their whole life just to get this fourth reward. Tell me. That individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening, in his gathering, in his select gathering of angels, with pride, Allah exclaims that these people are my servants. How beautiful they look to me. So tell me, such a human being, does he have anything lacking in his life? If despite that a disaster comes in his life, then due to the Allah wants to elevate your status through calamities and disasters. Well, not to demote you. Remember, always when you get difficulty in life, remember what I'm saying now. Always when a problem comes in your life, disaster, calamity, then weigh that and assess it. That Allah, how much is my connection with you through this? If with Allah your connection is existing, then don't be upset and don't lack hope. Then consider Allah's rahmah and mercy will keep coming to you. Because Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate and give me a higher daraja, higher level very quickly. I don't have the strength and the capacity that I can do mujahida. That I can do so much ibadah and worship. So Allah gave me a shukhan, gave me this distress in the world, and he gave me a high maqam due to that distress. So should we be like this? The wali Allah should never be scared. Never be scared. Never be worried in the dunya. When you gain these four rewards, then should you be an enemy of Allah? No. No, that's why this emotion is given to Allah Ta'ala. That zakir is so beloved to me, Allah says. So beloved to me is that individual. Then Allah Ta'ala wants to give him a high, high status. And he's not working hard, he's not got the effort, he's got less time. And Allah wants to give to that person. So Allah says, give him a difficulty in the dunya then, of some sort. Give him a difficulty in the dunya. And make him busy in the dunya. In that difficulty, Allah says. So my brothers, this is the gathering of dhikr, the majlis. Sit in the majlis of dhikr. Two tariqas. One is the normal person who sits in the gathering of dhikr. Even then he gets a lot of benefit. He doesn't leave empty handed. No. Allah says, La ishka la jilisum. The person who sits in the majlis never leaves empty handed. And then secondly is the murid. The murids, they fill their laps with the treasures and leave. Unlimited, the more you want, take. But have the three qualities with you. The more your three qualities, this is your vessel. The bigger vessel you come with, then the more you will fill it with and take it back with you. Tell me this. It's up to you. Fakir is the same. The sheikh is the same. The teacher is the same. But you will take more and you need to take more. Whenever you come with a big, big bucket. Big, big bucket. The full of aqeedah, full of love for the teacher, full of khidmat for the teacher. Big, big bucket. If you come to me alone or in a gathering, whenever you come with a big, big bucket so you can fill it up with the blessings. And big khairat, big treasures that you will attain, Allah Ta'ala, in the company of the walis of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to me as well and you these few words that I've discussed. May Allah give us the tawfiq to practice on this. Ameen. Recite the rusul.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Shabbiyyumudhanim. Tahayyazim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين يا مقلب القلوب سمد قلوبنا على دعوتك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم سمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا هادي الحاجات اكت حاجاتنا يا ضافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا ضافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمي اللهم اعفنا في basi la ilaha illa anta rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama allahumma rabbihum kama rabbayani saghira allahumma rabbihum kama rabbayani saghira allahumma ighfir lana wal walidayna wa ustadayna wa mashayikhina wa jami'al mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat allah yahu minhum wal nawwar بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.